Our gospel reading this evening comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 1 through 15, and verses 34 and 35. Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel that it was around his waist. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." And Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash, except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love each other. By this everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the word of our Lord. On this night, ages and ages ago, the disciples gathered around the table with Jesus in Jerusalem. And they positioned themselves around this large table, and they reclined, and they feasted. They had bread and wine and great food. Among them was Thomas, a man given to grave doubts, Judas, who had already betrayed Jesus at this point and had developed a plot against him to hand him over to the authorities, Peter, who would later disown Jesus and deny even knowing him, Matthew and Mark, who mocked Jesus often, and the remaining disciples, who consistently failed to grasp the magnitude of Christ, and who oftentimes expressed doubt and fear about his ways, and in the end would desert him. But despite all these things and all these ways that the disciples failed Jesus, Jesus still kept them by his side and in his inner circle. He never wavered in his love towards them, but constantly and consistently kept teaching them. Knowing that Peter would disown him and that Judas would betray him in the ultimate and worst way possible, he still shared his grace and his compassion and his love with all of them. And on the night of his arrest, he dined with them one last time. He broke bread with them, he drank wine with them, and they celebrated. But what our Lord did prior to that dinner was even more significant. He knelt down on his hands and his knees, and he washed their feet. He knelt down on his hands and knees to wash the feet of Thomas the doubter, Peter the denier, Judas the betrayer, Matthew and Mark the mockers, and the remaining seven who would desert him and flee from him at the cross. Jesus knelt down on his hands and his knees to wash the feet of these individuals. And in doing so, he expressed an agape love for them and he embodied grace. To wash the feet of this gang of 12 that had betrayed him and that would disown him and that would flee from him is the true act of a grace-filled love. And this is most certainly a far cry from anything that any of us would do. Nor is this our human response when people betray us or disown us or flee from us. But yet this is exactly who we are called to be in this world and how we are called to treat one another. We are called to get down on our hands and our knees and to share the same grace and agape love with everyone else in this world, regardless of how they have treated us in the past, regardless of how they will treat us in the future. On this night, ages and ages ago, Christ issued a commandment. And that commandment was to love one another, to express the same grace-filled agape love that Christ lavished upon his disciples on the night of his arrest. Jesus' foot-washing ceremony is not only an example to which we model our lives after, but it demonstrates the same grace-filled love that he has and shares with all of us. Every single one of us is a disciple of Christ. And every single one of us possesses that same flawed human nature that those early disciples demonstrated. Every single one of us has a little bit of Judas in us, a little bit of Peter and Matthew within us, a little bit of Mark and Thomas living within us. But Christ chooses to love us anyways. Christ still kneels down on his hands and his knees to humbly pour out his love and his grace upon us. So tonight, as we recall this meal that occurred ages and ages ago, we recall the story of Jesus getting down on his hands and his knees to wash those disciples' feet. And we remember that we are all disciples. We remember that we possess that same flawed nature. And we remember that Christ loves us anyways. Tonight, as we partake in the same communion elements of bread and wine as those early disciples feasted on, we rejoice in this feast as we dine with Christ. And we experience Christ's divine grace and love. And we remember that we are called to share that same agape, grace-filled love with all others in this world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.